Just to start out, and we were just talking about it a little bit, but if you could, since we're talking about Miss T's fundraiser, and there's a brief description of what it's about on the page itself, but what can you tell us about Miss T at this point?
So Miss T is a Black mother with a young son. And we're working really hard to reunite her with her son, of course. Since May, she's been on Rikers Island. And the way No New Jails got involved with Miss T and our efforts to bail her out was we were actually supporting another member at a court hearing, and you were there, Tag. It was nice to see you. And that's when we heard about Miss T's situation. And we're really compelled to support her any way we could. She, prior to being incarcerated, she was homeless. And the conditions on Rikers right now are extremely dangerous for her. She was assaulted by correction officers, and she's stuck in this dangerous situation just because she can't afford her bail. And right now, her bail is set for $5,002. And so what we're hoping to do is raise enough funds to definitely meet that bail, but to also support her in whatever transition she needs, like with the disposable income and with housing until she can find some permanent housing. So we are really moving close to that goal of $6,000. Right now, as of today, we're over $4,000, which is really great news. But the sooner that we can get her out of Rikers and out of that dangerous situation and back with her son, the better.
Definitely hear that. And some might see this as, you know, a personal issue. Certainly, many will be moved personally at Miss T's circumstances. But could you just go a bit into what the politics are driving this fundraising effort? What politically motivates you and those that you're working with to focus in on Miss T's plight?
Well, I mean, what we recognize is that we exist in a time where there is a racist system set in place that preys and targets Black and brown people that are impoverished. And we see this through racist policing and racist policies. And when people are torn away from their families because they can't make bail, that in itself is a crime. And so we, in our efforts to try to dismantle the prison industrial complex, and as you know, No New Jails was a response to de Blasio's jail expansion plan, we recognize also that there are people that are hurting now and they need the support. So, you know, it's been really beautiful to see the membership of No New Jails really recognize that need. And it's not forgetting that we're working for a safer, stronger future, but also recognizing that right now we need to support those people by getting all of our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated out of jails now.
No doubt. And you mentioned that this was in the context of court support for someone else, and y'all happened upon Miss T and what's going on with Miss T at Rikers. Could you just speak a little bit more about court support work generally and its importance with regard to your organizing and the general work that No New Jails is about?
Well, I want to just start off by saying that I recognize I might not be the primary person to answer that question, but I can just share what my experience has been. What we'll do is we will put out a blast to call on our membership and all of every other person in New York City to support people like Ms. T and other members or whoever in what is potentially a really traumatic experience of these court hearings, and let them know that they are heard, they are seen, and they are being supported. So going back to how we got involved with Ms. T, it was just a group of people, No New Jails and even beyond No New Jails, who were showing up to support, like I said, another member. And through that effort and hearing back from that member how much it meant to them and the person that we were there to support, we are also aware that it exposes us to a lot of other people in very similar circumstances. But in No New Jails, we have a collection and network of members that span so many different disciplines. And we have public defenders, lawyers, people who have been working in advocacy with LGBTQ, Black and Brown people, and it runs the gamut. So I think the beauty of being a part of this coalition has been this network of people. And so when we are trying to collectively problem solve and figure out how we can use our resources, we have a wealth of resources to fall back on.
And going into the first year of No New Jails existence, from your experience, how would you describe the progress with regard to this campaign pushing back against this proposed jail plan to supposedly replace Rikers with several other jails throughout the city?
Well, for one, let's just say out front that de Blasio's jail expansion plan is a completely fraudulent plan to begin with. There was no community buy-in from those people that are directly impacted. And when I say that, I mean, I know that there's been a lot of claims that people have been involved in the development of this, but when did it go public? When did educators and when did the people from the communities that have historically been preyed upon and targeted been really invited to talk about alternatives to building more structures of hate and oppression? That wasn't the case. And it's been incredible to be a part and to see firsthand what has become a really viable part of the conversation now. I think in the beginning, my experience with No New Jails and pushing the abolition movement was really curious to people, but people just thought it was idealistic. But now going to so many different public hearings, talking to so many different people through organizing and other groups of people that are invested in the same kind of work, you can see that dots are being connected, for one, and also the points of contention that we've been bringing up at all of these public hearings are being heard. And you can see that through different people responding to what we're demanding. And I think it just goes to show that if we want true change, it has to come from the people. And with that, it takes time. But as we've seen in this short amount of time since the inception of No New Jails in 2018, there's been growth and a lot of, like I said, the demands are being heard and addressed.
And to bring it back more specifically to Ms. T, in her circumstances, you mentioned that she's been at Rikers since May, and now we're well into July, all because she's not able to afford these thousands of dollars. And this is now disrupting, of course, her family life and her home life. So based on your work around No New Jails, would you say that this is a more or less frequent occurrence, that of a Miss T, based on the jail system as it exists currently and as it would continue to exist under the proposed jail plan?
Oh, definitely. I mean, like going back to Miss T, she's in the situation that she shouldn't have been there to begin with, and we need her out now. The farce that by shutting down Rikers and building four quote-unquote smaller humane jails is going to rectify the culture of violence that we see on Rikers is, it's just ridiculous. First of all, there's no guarantee that in 2027 that Rikers will be closed. The Blasio, as we know, will be long gone, and who knows which mayor and where they lean will, whether or not they're going to support this plan, and what plan is there to close Rikers. And knowing that, the fact that either the fact that we have structures like Rikers in existence and potentially four mini Rikers that will be, billions will be spent on to be constructed, we are going to just perpetuate this system that's going to be continuing to hurt people of color that are impoverished, that are marginalized. And so, you know, I feel like it's going to be a long fight. But going back to your question earlier about seeing the movement, this abolitionist movement, grow in response to the jail expansion plan, I think that I'm confident that even though that we're in this fight for the long haul, we are going to just grow, and people are recognizing that abolition isn't just an idealist, you know, idea. It is something that we need to be working and striving towards.
Absolutely. And what are the next steps for No New Jails? Are there any upcoming actions or events that we should be aware of?
Definitely. For one, if anyone is available, July 19th is the next court hearing for Ms. T. And just like the way we found out about Ms. T by supporting another person, it really means a lot to have a community out there and let people know that are inside of Rikers, let them know that they're not forgotten and they are supported, and we're waiting for them when they are released and working really hard to release them. So I'm happy to provide you with that information tag. Once again, that's July 19th. Also, we're still collecting funds. Like I said, we're really close to raising the $6,000, but we're not there yet. So there's a Bit.ly link. It's basically Bit.ly, No New Jails, Miss T. And if you could please pass that on tag, we'd really appreciate it. And that way the community can come out and support, whether if it's in person on July 19th or by giving to Miss T's fundraiser, so we can get her out and home and safely in the arms of her family and her son.